Greetings to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon-coming King. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. We tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey, and for this, we give you the glory. Now, God, we ask that you touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. Father, that you move for them in a special way, and we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. In way of announcements before we get started, on the February the 27th and 28th, for all of you that can hear this broadcast, if you can hear us in the Jessup, Georgia area, February the 27th and the 28th, I will be in revival at the PMDC Church in Jessup, Georgia. That address is 111 Orange Street, and I will be there with Pastor Tammy and the Pentecostal Miracle Deliverance Center Church. It's one of our outreach churches where the Dr. Apostle Idell Cheever is our overseer. So revival is February 27th and the 28th. Revival time is 7:30. And you will be hearing more about it because myself and also the announcers here at WSOK, they will be announcing the revival. So if you're in the Jessup, Georgia area, you don't want to miss this revival because God has given me a word for the people. And I know you would like to hear what God is saying to his people in this hour. Follow me to the book of... Thank you, Holy Ghost. The book of Numbers. The book of Numbers. Numbers, the 13th chapter, 27th through the 33rd verse. And I bless you. I give a shout out to my overseer, none other than the Dr. Apostle Idell Cheever. Woman of God, I love you much. God bless you. And we're going to start reading in the book of Numbers. But let's just go up to the first three verses before we get to the 27th verse. The first three verses give you a little background about what's happening here. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness to Paran. And all those men were heads of the children of Israel. Let's drop down to the 27th through the 33rd verse. And it reads, now let's go back up to the 25th. Thank you, Lord. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sent us, and surely it flowed with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Now listen to what they said. Moses sent them out by the commandment of God to go spy out the land. But they came back and they said, we went and we saw the milk and honey, just like you said. He said, but the people be strong that dwell in the land. and the cities are walled. They've got walls around the city and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Ammonites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And listen at that report. I mean, that's a scary report if you look at it in the natural. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." That's all right. Our message today is, will you conquer or quit? Ha. Will you conquer or quit? That's something I would like to just leave with you. Think within yourself. Will you conquer or quit? And the 30th verse says, and Caleb stilled the people. He quieted them down before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. Will you conquer or quit? Here, these children of Israel was commanded by God to go out into the land because he had already given it to them. So the Lord spake to Moses and told him to send them out and so that they can search the land of Canaan. He said, which I give unto the children of Israel. Moses obeyed God. He sent them out. They went out and they came back. The spies came back. And the report of the 10 of the 12 spies, Moses sent out 12 spies according to the words that the Lord had spoken unto him. Only two of the spies, the ones when they came back to Caleb and began to tell Caleb what was going on, Caleb and Moses, what was going on, only two of them had felt that they could do it. So when the spies returned, they came back with a report that was full of fear. Will you conquer or quit? Their report was, we spied out the land and we searched it, but after 40 days, this is our assessment. They assessed it and they said, this is what we come up with. And they said, well, I want you to know that all the feud is there, just like you said. We saw the land with the milk and the honey in it, and we saw the feud thereof. They say, but the people are strong that's in the land. The cities are walled. Walls are around the city. And it's very great. And the children we saw were the children of Anak, the giants. So there were giants in the land. There were Amalekites there also. There were Hittites. There were Jebusites. And they were Amorites, and they dwelled in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. So even with all of that and that bad report, Caleb had to quieten the people down. He had to soothe their nerves in a sense. So the Bible says in the 30th verse, Caleb stilled the people before Moses. One thing about Caleb, he was a man of faith. Caleb heard the bad report. He heard how those cities was walled. He heard how the Amalekites was there on the south side, how the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites, how they were in the mountains. He heard how these men were giants and the tallness of them, and they were sons of giants. But Caleb said, Lord, I love you. Caleb said, let us go up at once. Let's just go now. He said, and we're going to possess the land. We're going to take it. He said, because we are well able to overcome it. If I had a second subject today, my subtopic would be, you are well able to overcome it. Whatever the it is in your life, you are well able to overcome it. Will you conquer or quit? So here we see Caleb said, we're going up. But the men that went with him, they were saying, we will not be able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. They were even saying that we are like grasshoppers, even in our own sight. We can't take this land. But we had a Caleb that we can hear Caleb's testimony today. And Caleb's testimony was, let's go possess the land because you're well able to overcome it. Will you conquer or quit? Now, there might be some Amalekites in your life. There might be some Jezreelites in your life. There might be some giants in your life. But I'm here to tell you that God said you can make it, you can make it because you're well able to overcome it. You're well able. Will you conquer or quit? Will you conquer that situation or will you quit? God, I hear you. God, I hear you. Will you conquer it? Will you get through it or will you quit? Or will you throw in the towel? Sometimes God talks to us through our own messages. God, I love you. He will talk to us through the own message that come to us first. And I can hear God saying, will you conquer this thing, Gloria? Or will you quit? I say to you today, will you conquer this? Or will you quit? You're well able to overcome this. You're well able to overcome the it that's in your life. You're well able to overcome that disappointment in your life. Will you conquer it or will you quit? Sometimes that's what the devil does. All of the time, that's what he does. He shows us a picture where God said that you're going to make it. God said that I'm going to take you over this. But then Satan will come and he will give you a picture. He paint pictures of the giants in the land. He paint pictures of the giants are big and they're tall and they're the city is walled up. He paint pictures that they're Jebusites in your life. He paint pictures that they're Hittites in your life. He paint pictures that they're Amalekites in your life. But I want you to know that whatever the Amalekite is doing in your life, don't let the fear get in there because you're well able to overcome it. You're well able. Oh, yes, you are. Will you conquer or will you quit? That's the question I leave with you today. Whatever it is you're going through today, will you conquer or will you quit? I hope this broadcast has been a blessing to you because this message just blessed my soul. How about going to our website at hopefortodayministry.org? Give us a donation. Let us know you've been there. And until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.